So I left you yesterday with the question, who is on the Lord's side? God always brings us to this place again, doesn't he? The place of choice. He's always done it. He's a God of principle. We see it in Joshua 24. When he says to them from Joshua 24:13, "So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build, and you live in them, and eat from the vineyards and olive groves that you didn't plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." And that is the question that he always comes and brings us to. Choose you this day whom you will serve. His love of you is never in question. He loved you before he created the earth, so he's not going to love you any the less when you come into a realisation of actually where your heart lies. So here we are again. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Will you really make him Lord of your life? Lord of your time, Lord of your resources, Lord of your family, Lord of your health, Lord of the manner of your death. Make him Lord, and you will never regret it. Otherwise, you'll find yourself still under your own self-government, which, let's face it, is the government of Satan. So I leave you to choose. Not much of a choice, really, but the choice is yours. God bless you.